Ain't My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And once again, we want to wish all of you a happy and safe New Year and a very prosperous and productive 2006. We all went through a lot of fun in 05, and I think 06, by all rights, we should all be looking up.
I'm looking at this calendar on the wall thinking, you got to throw that away.
Now, after today.
Yeah, I mean, but we're on that last day, and look at that.
Yes.
The black moon on it?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
Black hole sun.
We're at hour number two here of the Computer Corner. We want to try the worldwide premiere of a... I think this is a broadcasting first, in our minds at least.
Yeah, well, we're going to say a KTAR broadcast first, absolutely without any question.
Something like that. We are in the studio here in lovely downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
They call it Uptown, you
know. Uptown Phoenix, Arizona. And we are... I've got a laptop in the studio that I've got a special tool on that, with the permission of Ken, who's having some consternation ever since he installed a scanner. Ken, more appropriately, is his wife. What's your wife's name, Ken?
Carol.
What is it?
Carol.
Carol?
Carol, C-A-R-O-L.
Yeah, Carol. Now, are we speaking to Carol?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay, no, we're all confused now.
And we all call Ken ma'am, so you feel free to do the same.
So we, off the air, Carol, we worked on this so that we could, with your permission, connect to your computer. So we're actually looking at your computer with you.
I see it.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, cool.
So instead of us trying to figure out what you're telling us, we can see what you're seeing, and I can also go in and do some checks of your system. Now, ever since you installed a scanner, according to the screen here, it's been nothing but chaos.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, a quick check. We do, we've been servicing computers for a number of years, and so when somebody comes in with a computer problem, first thing we do is start looking at some of the, you know, under the hood stuff.
Yes.
Are you seeing that screen that I'm kind of scrolling up and down on?
Yes, we are.
See, what this is what's called the startup section of your computer.
And for those not being able to see what Ken and Carol see right now, he's just going through and kind of looking under the hood to see all the different things that automatically start when Windows starts. And the more of those things, A, the slower the computer's going to run, but B, the more potential for conflict and problems, which is exactly what Ken and Carol are experiencing now.
Well, just a quick look. I mean, this, you have probably, 10 times the normal number of things that should be in there. And there are indicators just looking in here that you're probably infected with some malware, some spyware, some worms, some Trojans. I mean, it's just a quick check, but you have some indications that you have a lot of pre-existing issues with your computer. And so when you tried to install your scanner, you had this kind of house of cards already, and installing the scanner just put it over the top. So the scanner is really not the problem, and the scanner software is not the problem. It's your pre-existing condition, if you will.
Now, Carol, you know, you didn't get to hear because we had you on hold, but off the air when we were first starting to look at this here, Ken, who speaks very eloquently, his words when he saw the number of things starting up, I think exactly were, whoa!
I think
yeah.
It was, holy mackerel!
Okay.
Also, now down,
what do I do about it?
Well, see, I'm going to tell you what you have, and then give you some various options. I mean, unfortunately, this is like a severely neglected body that there's no quick fix for this. You have a lot of stuff. You see all the stuff that's down here by your clock?
Yes, I
see
did.
All those things.
I saw you go through those.
Yeah, that is. See, all of that stuff is pulling down on Windows. And for those of you that can't see, and which is all of you, down by the right, by the clock on the right-hand, right bottom corner of the screen, that's what they call the system tray. This represents, all of these icons you see represent all of the programs that are running in the background at all times.
And there's actually a lot more probably that are running too, but these are ones that are real blatant that we can see. And a couple of those things are going to be normal, things like your antivirus software. Okay, we're not going to get rid of that because it does more good than harm, but... There are a lot of people's computers we see have a little thing that tells them the weather, and it has a little thing that monitors their printer and their scanner and every other device that they have. And these things, while you think maybe they're out there being helpful, a lot of times they're out there causing conflicts, slowing your machine down, and just not doing anything for you that's positive.
The two options you have when your machine's in this position is either one is fairly technical. Somebody's going to have to either wipe everything out and start over for you, which is the lazy technician's method of trying to get this thing fixed because they just don't want to have to deal with all the problems. Which means, you know, if a technician were to wipe this out for you, or what brand computer is this?
Gateway. Gateway.
So Gateway has a recovery CD typically, which will put it back to the way it was when you first got it. But that also means that all your programs and all your data and all that stuff are potentially going to be gone.
Yeah, but not only that, but we changed our hard drive. We changed our...
Okay. So the other option is somebody very kind of comfortable with the Windows registry is going to have to get in here and get all of this stuff out of here. You have an eight-passenger SUV, and seven of the seats are already taken before you and your husband try to get in the car.
And then you hook the scanner up to the bumper, and it just can't drag that thing along.
So you're how old is this machine?
Oh, it's probably about 5 years old.
Okay, and you probably have never had any kind of maintenance done, right?
Oh, yeah, we had to change the hard drive.
No, that's not maintenance, that's repair.
Think of it like your car.
Repair, maintenance?
Maintenance,
no,
but think of it, if your car had a problem with the engine and they replaced the engine, that's not maintenance, that's repair, versus you go get your oil changed every 3,000 miles to hopefully prevent an engine from being replaced in the first place.
So that's
the difference.
In 2006, there's two things that you want to make sure. Now, you're going to have to. It's going to be a painful process to get you from where you're at to where you need to be, because it's either money or time or a combination of those two. And you know, this is going to be a lot of work for anybody. It doesn't matter who you get. So, you know, because this thing's got a lot of, it's got more issues than the New York Times.
Oh.
But it's not that big of a deal. And we'll give you some options off the air as well, because I think we okay.
We're fine.
Okay.
We're all good.
So basically what you're going to want to do is learn how to keep this from happening again after you get it cleaned up.
And how do I do that?
Make sure whoever is going to work with you is part of the deal is for them to teach you the things that you did to get you in this position.
They need to be consumer friendly.
And you, I can tell you that somebody is very free-flowing with their choices in software. They're installing, it looks like, everything and anything that came with every piece of equipment that you bought. Looks like you ran into some games that you like. Somebody told you, hey, there's a great program that'll help keep your machine cleaned up. I mean, I'm seeing everything under the sun in this thing. And you have to have more of a Zen approach to computing so that you don't put yourself in this position. You want to treat your computer like it's a temple. And so, you know.
So after it's cleaned up.
Don't let just anything go in there.
Your New Year's resolution needs to be that if it's not something I absolutely need for my computer, and I'm sure of that, then I'm not going to install it.
Okay. So you mean games and you're...
Well, no. If you want to play a game, that's fine. But understand, every time you add something to your computer, you potentially add another layer, just like what you see here.
Let's give you an example. You got an email that at the bottom had this little advertisement that said, you want to add smiley faces to your email? Click here and install this program. You have to make a choice at that moment. Do I want to risk the potential of causing problems, or can I live without those smiley faces on my email?
Right, I lived without them.
That's the kind of thing, though, in everything you do, when it comes to computers, if you think that way, you'll generally be a lot better off versus the guy that just says, well, I'll just try it because it can't hurt. Well, yeah, some things can. And you don't really know until after it's over whether or not it's going to, so you have to just kind of be choosy, selective, and careful about what you do.
Okay, but we like to do a lot with pictures.
That's fine. That's fine. It doesn't mean you need to load a bunch of software in that's always running in the background. See the difference? You like to have people in your SUV from time to time. You don't want them living in there.
Oh,
so
okay.
So you got 14 people living in your car right now before you try to get in it and use it.
Well, how can we keep like the Kodak software? Or should we just get rid of it?
Well, again, that comes down to your situation and your equipment. With Windows XP, you don't really need to load a bunch of camera software. With our customers, when we look at what they're doing and give them the least intrusive way to accomplish what they want to accomplish. For instance, there's a great program out there called Picasa. It's free. It's probably one of the best digital imaging interfaces out there, and it eliminates the need for all of this always running software that all these camera companies want you to have. See, all of these people write software as far as they're concerned, you should have all of their stuff running all the time.
Yeah,
with no thought put to the fact that if everybody did that, you know, then you end up with what you have here, because everybody thinks, oh, you definitely want my software running all the time. Well, if you install 10 items, well, now you have 10 additional processes running all the time. And then when you try to install a scanner, software that's already been installed conflicts with the scanner software. You see, because you've been to a meeting where there's two people and you try to work out something and come to an agreement on something.
Yeah.
Two people is pretty easy, right? You add a third, it gets a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a committee here of like 25 people trying to agree on things, and obviously the more people you have in the committee, the more likely you're going to have an argument, which is what you're running into with your scanner.
Oh.
All right, hang tight here. It's not that bad. It's just you just need to learn how to say no. Just say no.
And we can help you with that.
When it says, would you like me to install? No! No is always safer. Because otherwise you end up like Ken and Carol.
Ken and Carol.
Ken and
poor,
Carol.
Poor Ken and Carol.
And we've talked about this. There's all kinds of resources on our website for those of you that are comfortable with technology, about the task manager, about systems, go to our free help website. You can search, do simple keyword searches, registry, task manager, those kinds of things if you want to try to, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you will.
All the cool stuff for you do-it-yourselfers available, datadoctors.com. Click where it says free help. It's pretty simple. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got our Geek Speak of the Week and more of your calls and questions. It's Ken and Brandon right here on the Computer Corner. Back right after this.
The Suns head to the Windy City.